the sweat pouring like oil down her skin. She dodged the next blow, went down on her knees. Slapping a hand on her boot, she came up grinning. "Eat this instead, you son of a bitch!" Her backup weapon was in her hand. She didn't bother with stun. The stun setting would do little more than tickle a 250-pound man flying on Zeus. It was set to terminate. As he lunged toward her, she hit him with full power. His eyes died first. She'd seen it happen before. Eyes that turned to glass like a doll's, even as he charged her. She sidestepped, prepared to fire again, but the pipe slipped from his fingers. His body began that jerky dance as his nervous system overloaded. He fell at her feet, a mass of ruined humanity who had played God. "You won't be sacrificing any more virgins, asshole," she muttered. And as that wild energy drained, she rubbed a hand over her face. Her weapon arm dropped. The faint scrape of leather on concrete alerted her. She started to spin, weapon rising, but arms clamped her, lifted her to her toes. "Always watch your back, Lieutenant," the voice whispered, just before teeth nipped lightly at her earlobe. "Rourke, goddammit! I nearly zapped you!" "You didn't even come close." With a laugh, he turned her in his arms, and his mouth was on hers, hot, hungry. "I love